Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe, and I am the host of The Queen's Lair. This is our podcast, and I tell you, this week has been long, but we are here. I was thinking about the podcast and what I really wanted to talk about, and I kind of like to recap the week and kind of give you some insight of some things that we've actually dealt with as a company. But I think today I'm just going to give some pointers, three major keys and pointers on things that entrepreneurs must do. And really what that comes out of is that I get a ton of questions, DMs, emails all the time about what are the things that I should be doing. So I think that I'll do a few of these podcasts that will just give a few things at one time. I won't try to overwhelm people with a list of 20 things. But when I do all the different, the individual podcasts, and then when you put them all together, you probably will have about 20 things. But I think I'll cover 3 to 5 things each podcast. So I do have 3 things today that we cover. If you are not familiar with us, we are Onyx Queen Media. We are a full-service branding company. We also do event planning. We provide services to business, any businesses that are looking to expand their food and lifestyle brands. We are influencers who curate relationships between brands and personalities. We create brand awareness and revenue by growing your media platform. Our mission here at Onyx Queen Media is always to maintain a values-driven approach. That means that we are completely transparent in the way that we run our business. We listen to your vision and your goals to ensure that we formulate a creative plan that will always unfold into success. You are no longer alone in your business journey. We become your trusted thought partners. We're here to invoke change, innovation for your brand. So we are here to be that extra pair of arms, the extra brain for your brand to help you get through and navigate the process of being an entrepreneur. It is not easy. You know, I was actually reading an article recently about entrepreneurship and how it psychologically affects the brain, even depression. And I think that's something that I'm probably going to bring a guest on in the near future to talk about, because entrepreneurs also go through a lot of highs and lows, you know, and it can definitely affect your relationships. You know, it can affect your relationship with your significant other, your children, even other business partners. So definitely stay tuned in future podcasts, because we definitely will touch on that as well. The three things that I wanted to cover today, we're covering 3 key things that entrepreneurs must do. The 3 things are set reasonable goals. Okay, that's number 1. Number 2, make sure your customers or your clients, make sure that they always come first. And the 3rd thing is invest in marketing. Oh, that's a big one. I'll save that one. We'll definitely save that one for last, because that is a big one. But let's look at the 1st thing. Set reasonable goals. As an entrepreneur, we always think that we can do everything ourselves. We think that we can do 10 things at once. We are the jack of all trades and the master of none. I am a firm believer, because I've done this myself. I used to be that person. What you really should focus on are take everything as a season. Take a couple of things in a particular time of the year that you can focus on and go 150% on those couple of things. And then take another part of the year, by quarter, by month, whatever it is, and focus on those things. Set goals for your business that you can actually attain. If you set all of these lofty goals that you'll never attain, you'll feel like you're failing all the time. And that's something that entrepreneurs deal with all the time. They're constantly feeling like, I'm failing. No, you're learning. But part of that is to set goals that you can actually attain. Set smaller goals, then expand those goals, and then take those expanded goals and widen those. But it takes steps. Entrepreneurs are notorious for skipping steps. This is why so many entrepreneurs fail within their first year of business, because they don't set attainable goals. They don't write a business plan. Your business plan, that's another thing. Your business plan is literally a guide of the goals that you have for your company. If you really look at your business plan, it has your opening statement. It has your mission. It has everything that it is that you want to do for your business written out strategically and methodically right there in your business plan. Your business plan talks about all of the goals that you have for your company. This is what you should be following. That doesn't mean your business plan won't change over time. I am the type of person within my own business that I review my business plan at least a couple times a year just to see where I am. And I do revise parts of it. You know, your business plan has so many goals. Set reasonable goals. You know, you may think you have the next it thing. Set reasonable goals, and you will achieve it, to be realistic, okay? So set reasonable goals. Number two, make sure that your customers or your clients, make sure that they are always first. Stop worrying about the services that you're offering to your clients. Stop worrying about the different products that you're trying to churn out to the masses. When you start putting your services and your products in front of your clients, that is a recipe for disaster, because it means that you're not really listening to the bottom line. And the bottom line is you want to provide specific products and services to the clients. You want to provide for their needs. Also, people have to remember, and I always say this, and I've said this a few times in other podcasts, but I always say this to my clients, you need to find a solution. Don't worry about selling the product. Oh, I have, you know, Acme, ABC, you know, doodad. We're not worried about that. Find a solution for a particular thing that you want to solve. So maybe you are a chef and you want to help people get healthy. So meal prepping may be your thing. Teaching people how to portion control, that may be your thing. So stop pushing, oh, I have meal prep. Yes, you have meal prep, but what is it solving? So now you need to tell people, I have meal prep. This is great for people on the go who don't have time. This is great for mothers who may have multiple children and they don't have time to eat healthy. This is great for the entrepreneur on the go who just doesn't have time. You need to sell the solution, not the product. So make sure if you're selling a solution, that means that you're listening to your clients and your customers. Listen to what it is that they want. Put them first. And all the other stuff is going to come after that, because you may have a product that really isn't good for the market. So listen to your market. Your market are the people who are potentially going to buy from you. So listen to what it is that they need. What are they trying to solve in their life? And you will come up probably with a product or solution that you didn't even think of even offering. That will work itself out. So make sure your clients and your customers come first. Now here's the third one, and this is a big one. Invest in marketing. Invest in your brand. I cannot say this enough. You cannot have the mentality, it's like, okay, I'm going to put out this phenomenal thing and everybody's just going to come running over. It doesn't work that way.
you have to methodically really think about investing in marketing, investing in your brand, okay? You cannot just be out there and say, oh, if I just do this, everybody's just going to run towards my service. Invest. 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 Work with a brand manager. That's one of the things that I do with my clients. That's one of the things that this company is about. We work with our clients to make sure that their brand is as strong as it can be out in the world. So it could be regionally, it could be nationally, it could be globally. So you make sure that your content marketing is on point. Make sure that your metadata, if you are not familiar with metadata, Google it, M-E-T-A data, metadata. Make sure your search engine optimization, your SEO is on point. That metadata, just to give you the short version, is behind the scenes of your website. So whoever is building your website, make sure that they're putting in keywords in the header of the coding that is building your website. All the stuff that you see in the background of your website. The public doesn't see it, but the person who's building your website, or if you are building your website, make sure there's a whole lot of website builders that are very beginner-friendly. Make sure that you are filling out your search engine optimization. Make sure you're filling out that metadata, because that is what's going to help you rank on Google and other search engines. If you're a chef, I will tell you right now, I'll give you a freebie. If you are a chef and you don't have the word Food Network in your SEO of your website, you're already losing. I will tell you that right now. Put the most obvious words anywhere you want to be, anywhere you want to show up in the World Wide Web. Make sure those key words are in the metadata, in basically in the header of your website. So whoever your webmaster is, make sure that you ask them about your search engine optimization, SEO. That's a part of your marketing, and you need to invest in that. Don't just throw together a website because you're just trying to throw something up on the web. Invest in a really good person who understands how that works, so that your website is popping with detail. There's no reason why somebody else should win out over you if you are running with the competition properly. Don't let someone else get business over you because your website is just horrific. Don't let someone win over you because you have this amazing-looking website, but you have no background information in there, so you don't even come up in Google. If your website and your business is where it needs to be, you should be coming up on the first page of any Google search. If you Google Onyx Queen Media, Onyx Queen is one word and then media is a separate word. Google Onyx Queen Media, we dominate the first page of those Google searches and the second page and I believe the third. But if you don't dominate that first page on Google or Yahoo or any of those, people are going to lose the opportunity. They're going to lose the opportunity to work with you, okay? So let's recap one more time. Set reasonable goals. Make sure your customers always come first and invest in your marketing. Okay, I will be back with another podcast in the near future, and I'll give you three more tips. If you have any questions at all, again, this is Renee Lowe. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, a branding and event planning firm. Feel free to email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Find us on social media, just @onyxqueenmedia.com.